The Osgood Files, sponsored by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. And by Olivet Nazarene University, from where you are to where you will be. Learn more at graduate.olivet.edu. This is Dave Ross from the Dell Studios on the CBS Radio Network. Where's the last place you'd expect to find an addiction problem? Among outdoorsy people, right? People who ski, who climb mountains, who fill their lungs with fresh air and their minds with the wonders of nature. But
the highs that come from adventure sports often lead thrill seekers to crave the same rush off the mountain.
What Jeff Glor found in his visit to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, after this from Charlie. Ryan Burke is an endurance athlete who saw his life going in the wrong direction.
When I started to see the challenge of me, I would say over drinking, I was on the border of having a very big problem.
And now he helps fellow athletes who did go too far. He's an addiction counselor, and his approach is called mind strength. Here's CBS's Jeff Glor.
Mind strength does things like send people into bitingly cold lake water.
3, 2, 1, go.
Ask them to hold their breath and tie a climber's knot underwater. Recovering addicts also join partner athletes to run blindfolded, balance on a ball, and problem solve with a highly elevated heart rate.
Addiction therapy in the past has been a lot of talk, you know, a lot of let's just sit around in a circle and chat about that, which is important, but it's more important to go out there and practice that skill under pressure, to know what the body feels like and to know what you're capable of dealing with.
Ryan Burke's philosophy is that if you can learn to calm your mind when you're under extreme physical stress, you're better able to conquer your addiction. It's about controlling the chaos in your head.
We all have an overactive mind, and the ability to slow that mind down is beneficial for everyone.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.